Hello, sweet treasure. I want you to settle in for a very relaxing, open trance in a warm, locked room. Be sure to eliminate all potential interruptions and lie down completely naked for me. Take a moment to prepare yourself if there's anything you need to handle before we begin, so that you can completely focus all of your attention and awareness on this session. Be sure that your body is naked and comfortable before you proceed any further. Now, I want you to begin to breathe deeply and sense all the feelings in your body as you lie still and obedient. Feel the air over your skin. Notice that you're naked. Lay your hand on your cock and simply hold yourself in a comforting grip. You are safe in this space alone with me. A cocktail of delightful intensity flowing through your veins. Remember the first time you experienced oral sex? How nervous you were, but how good it felt. So nearly unbearably moist and intimate. Feel the warmth of your blood flowing into your cock as you get even harder, feeling the intensity pushing you deeper. Holding your cock. Feeling how hard you are, knowing how much I love to have my treasure ready and willing at my command. Do you feel ready? Are you really up to it? Will your body comply with my bidding? Already, this sensation should be familiar. You feel the tension in your muscles mounting. You feel the urgency of your breath, the longing to surrender to my commands. Feel the swirling sensation gathering, the tickling under the skin, the intensity rising and flowing through your loins. The intensity of the sensation washes over you. Like waves crashing on the beach. Just when you're pushed to the brink, nearly unable to return, the tide shifts and the sea settles. You feel yourself passing through the storm. You're so relaxed now. You feel the warmth of the air around you, the comfort and safety that you have created for these special moments with me. You feel good in your own skin, settling into yourself, the walls of your room falling away, a sacred space opening up both inside you and without. Let your mind fall blank, a white inner landscape, waiting for me to fill up your imagination. I want you to picture a warm, sunny, grassy hill. A nice spot to just lay back and soak up the light of the sun and the blue of the sky. Soft and dry and comfortable. Go and lay yourself down there and imagine yourself gazing up at the perfectly picturesque, cloudy blue sky. You know the kinds of clouds I'm talking about. The puffy, fluffy, white masses that look like they would be so comfortable to sleep on and drift about. Clouds that make shapes like nature's inkblot test, inviting your mind to make meaning out of the symbols they present. On the left and the right peripherals of your vision are very, very tall skyscrapers, like goalposts, and you have positioned yourself so that the center of your vision is right between the two buildings. You can watch as clouds come into view from the east on your right, emerging from behind the building there, to the west on your left, slowly moving across the blue distance to the west, behind the skyscraper to that side, and disappearing from your view. Time slowly begins to speed up, and the clouds move faster and faster across your sky screen, and the sun also begins to move at a visible rate from east to west. You can feel the concentration of warmth gently transition over your skin from the right part of your body to the left. And the whole time, you simply, patiently relax and enjoy, waiting for instructions from your goddess. As you lay on the still warm hill, waiting for attention, for my control, for my commands, time slows again as the sun sinks just over the western horizon, leaving the sky now a brilliant oil slick of neon pinks and purples, highlighting deep blues. Your eyes still drift on the sky before you through a dense haze, and off to your right, you begin to hear a sound. A vibrating low rumble, getting continuously louder as you realize that it is the noise of an approaching plane. You know that there is an airport where planes begin to land right about now, somewhere to your left. And the first of the evening now enters your skyscape, still a tiny speck high above your comfy spot. The small shape crawls into the cloudy atmosphere, traversing the span of your vision from your right through the center of your view and descending slightly to your left. In your state of anticipation for my possession, a relaxed and supremely adoring attention, you have only the slightest bit of attention to pay to the aircraft, but your inner eyes remain locked on it just the same. Your sight follows it serenely to the left, beyond your idly curious reach. You can hear it for a moment after you can no longer see it. Sound time shifted from its appearance. A dissonance that feels distorted and like a light hallucination. Even as the sound of the first plane is fading away to the left, you can hear the next approaching from the right. A second plane flies in from the east, smoothly gliding and glistening through the wispy weather. You imagine that it is a plane full of sleepy, obedient treasures being taken to their assigned designations. High and away from their ordinary lives, their heads heavy, their jaws slack, just like your sleepy head as you watch the second plane disappearing from view and then from hearing to the west. As you begin to hear the third plane, you begin to notice how you're being lulled by their regular timing, their slow and low sounds, sounds that you feel as a rolling movement in your body before your ears tune to their frequency. You enjoy going with the entrancing feeling of being swept deeper each time the shiny planes fly over you, don't you, treasure? And as the third drops off into the distance, you fall farther into a warm, sleepy trance, eagerly listening for the next flight to take you deeper in preparation for me. You are soon rewarded with the feeling of the sound coming once again from the east, from the known, from a place of home and easy safety that you can feel in your relaxed eyes, comforted by the familiar flight pattern. You dreamily think of the treasures aboard the jet, swept to sleep by those same sounds, sounds inverted, turned inward, a white noise lullaby, perfect for suspended slumber while traveling towards the west for journeys, adventures, and expansions, flying off and away. Another is coming now, the soundtrack again split by natural laws from its source. When the plane joins its sound, you feel connected, connected to the ether, the air, the pressure, and the comfort of the skies that the sound moves through, and treasures travel, and light reaches, and thunder rolls, and breath takes, and breath gives, and you breathe deeply yourself in and out. You are filled with the expanse of the atmosphere, your entire body loose and sinking as you open to the connection. You are beginning to lose count now, aren't you, treasure? As the fifth or sixth or seventh plane comes into your awareness. Or is it only one plane looping past, around the globe, and in front of you again? For all that you can tell them apart, the altitude is the same, the bullet shape is the same, the sword blade wings are the same, and the perfect path is the same. And it's so difficult to remember or note time when you're in such a lazy trance. Lazy and blank, as one more plane has come and gone. Your senses feel strange and slow, as if distorted by funhouse mirrors from gazing off into the distance so long. As you begin to hear the far-off sound as the next plane, as though it were a close and intimate thing. Softly, your lazy eyes so nearly closed that you can just make out the sky ship emerging through a shadow created by your own lashes. Droning through the sky and disappearing into the building framing the left side of your vision, you are now so deep in trance that you can hear the call of my will very clearly. You suddenly know, as you gaze at the spot where you saw the last plane, that you need to go up to the top of that building, the exciting one on the left, to make your way up towards the sky and the plains, up to where you will find me, where you can enter my presence, where you can surrender to the pleasure of my control. Before you have even truly realized your intention to go, you are already up and walking. Such a short walk, luckily, since you can hardly see anything when you're so desperately dizzy to seek me. You feel at times as though you're floating, sometimes stumbling, but still moving certainly forward towards me. As you approach, you're walking across the courtyard of the building, which has glass walls that reflect the blue of the sky. The door, an arched portal, opens before you. As you cross the threshold, you notice my voice in the back of your mind, whispering of things to come just outside of your comprehension. A breeze raises the hairs on the back of your neck as you obey my commands. Now, in the cool interior, your steps echo to the ceiling, unbelievably high above your head. It seems as if there's no top to this building, that the sky is still open above you. You remember how impossibly tall it looked from outside, and can be certain there is some space magic at work here. Ahead of you, you see a garden, its path winding between the outreaching fingers of succulent plants. Greenery everywhere, combined with the well-formed marble structures, are a confusing combination of lush forest and civilized luxury. Ducking under a particularly low branch, you find the elevator before you, with wetly glistening metal doors. The air is warm and humid as you approach the doors, as though with the breath of all the surrounding plants. You feel a droplet of sweat trickle down your back as you step towards the door and see the glowing button in the wall. You hesitate, uncertain. Is this journey really for you? But necessity gives you courage, and with a trembling hand, you press the button. Every moment that passes as the elevator approaches, you feel more anticipation building. Your muscles begin to tense, preparing for the unknown. You feel a quivering at the base of your spine. As the doors slide open, it seems at first as the music is playing outside, but as you step in, you hear that it is more like a song that swirls around as the doors slide open. All of the surfaces inside are shiny and painted and surrounded and distorted reflections of the sun. There are no buttons for you to push. You have no choices to make. The more you move hopelessly, will you get what you have? The elevator will push. Pressing your feet to the floor, lifting you to your bed. You feel the motion of the fish as it gains speed in the shell. You feel compassion to your cargo and see the sea in a little bit. You can stare into the mantis creatures above your head. When no cape, but only when gel draws you on. Moments stretch on, and it arouses you. your abashed perceived firmly complete your sleep, then your eyes see all of you. Every fear, every freckle, every desire, every imperfection becoming kind. You're embraced by the intense and immortality. It seems to match the sensation you love that is burning and you love the feeling of the elevator sliding to the topsy-turvy and the door into the bubble blowing away your car. And the everything solid falls out from under the illusion of there's nothing that you can do, but you'll just get around and you're right to me and my every threshold you pass along the way shore is both a command and a command. Only the supreme obedience is a promise to know how deeply in love you are. You reflect this burning prayer. I love I love to light the fires that burn away that taint the prestige of my imagination. Then you become prepared to rest in my presence in the morning. You envision journeys in the sky and fall subconsciously into dreams and love and you know has elevated and you love to a bigger, better treasure than you need to abide. And you can now feel this energy that takes it surround from simplicity to a dominant in a way that is completely unique and unified. You have entered an altar where new rules are possible from both my power and yours. Can you feel that I can see you, that I am looking for more in a magnificent peacock eyes in tears, like a blazing hot sun? Feel elevated from your psychic skin. And let yourself experience your own game. Feel the layers of the common pressure around you. Now, how deep you can physically enjoy being watched by my cautious shelter. The aspect of being in my presence that is meant to see in the world. And now, when you concentrate on how that gaze feels on your heart, my attention is so bright. You need to fall patient and eager, all while becoming wanting to take in your sensual erotic desires. Your nerves hold that your sex has made a that your heart is pleasing to me. Fix the feeling of being in love, of being so gently observed, takes it to the pleasurable one, from to a your arousal is like a beautiful ache. I can always know always find you the bright and shining attraction you desire. When you become homeless for your you can only fall into shame. As it arouses you to know your arousal brings you closer to shame. And the more sustained it takes your arousal, the more you're feeling it arouses you to know how deep the feeling that I am always watching when you are alive causes a shrink of anxiety that serves to turn you on even more. lining you up like a great stone. Just come out to you, drawing attention to the future. Becoming you want to keep this shield. The more you know, you will continue to experience my presence very, 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 of my constant proximity and regard. My nearness will serve to heighten your arousal and excitement consistently. Every time you become aware, you're building sexual energy. I love for you to keep me so close. It's very pleasing to see what an exceptionally good treasure you are. Feeling very warm and possessed. You're going to be waking up soon and carrying all of this intimate devotion forward into your next activities. It will be so easy and pleasurable to continue with your day. Whether to more recordings or other things, when you feel so glowy and buzzy from my company, particularly in your cock, you need to fall deeper, becoming more,
I'm not sure.